Some of the views expressed on the Mormon Channel are solely for the education and inspiration of our audience and may not represent the official position of the Church.
Brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, this is Weekly Edition on the Mormon Channel. Here's your host, Kathy Aiken.
From the back of their closets to deep within their hearts, a group of Latter-day Saint young women find inspiration from a prophet long before their time.
When I first saw the video, I was kind of taken back and asked myself, would I be able to do what Heber J. Grant did and take the coat off my back, a brand new coat that my mom just made me?
Also, a new exhibit on Temple Square paints a portrait of a worldwide church.
This is a very fun bronze sculpture that the artist did to teach us that the earth is full of lots of things to learn, both about the gospel of Jesus Christ and that all things not related directly to the gospel are actually testimonies of Him.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mormon Channel Weekly Edition brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Back in December, the Mormon Channel released a very popular video detailing a boyhood experience of President Heber J. Grant, who became the seventh president of the church. In the video, young Heber is given a beautiful new coat handmade by his mother. What he does with that coat has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide see the importance of Christ-like service. In fact, here in Utah, we found a group of young women who were so touched by the story, they decided to put their feelings into action.
Hi. Have you heard of the service project Coats for Our Savior?
Yes, I have.
Can you donate any tonight?
I have some waiting. Thank you.
Waiting in this bountiful Utah home are coats. Coats, a local young women's group, are collecting for those in need.
Would you like to come in? Are you freezing?
We have other houses we have to go to.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do. Bye.
This night's rainy weather was a great reminder of their own personal blessings.
I felt so grateful for what I have, and I wanted to help other people.
You have any coats to donate for us?
I do, just a minute.
The idea behind Coats for Our Savior came earlier this year when Lorraine Moon of the bountiful Utah Orchard Stake saw a video of young Heber J. Grant.
The story of the coat is a little boy just gets a brand new coat that his mom made him, and he goes out to play. And he sees this boy that is just shivering.
He donated his coat when he was outside, and it was a fairly new coat, according to the story. He just gave his coat off his back on a cold winter day to another child who was cold.
It just serves, and he goes back, and his mom is proud that he's done something that the Savior would do.
And in my mind, I thought, if ever I have to do a service project, something of that nature, I'm gonna wrap around this.
Sister Moon didn't have to wait long.
Here you go.
Thank you so much.
Way to go, girls.
She wrapped her arms around the project when she was called as assistant camp director shortly after seeing President Grant's story. Her young women quickly wrapped their hearts around the idea as well during their camp kickoff.
When I first saw the video, I was kind of taken back and asked myself, would I be able to do what Heber J. Grant did and take the coat off my back, a brand new coat that my mom just made me?
I was really influenced by Heber J. Grant's actions because he was such a young boy, and it's so interesting to have him grow up and become such, you know, a recognized church leader as he is today. And when he's such a little boy, you know, I feel like he really had that spirit with him even back then.
Being able to make a difference with this project makes me feel like we can help all these people and be able to, even with all that we have, we can just give a little bit of that to them and make it just a little bit better. When I heard about this project, I thought it was a really neat thing that we were doing, that we were able to help people and that we are going to help people. No matter how many we collect, we're still going to be able to help people, and I think that's a great idea.
That great idea turned into hundreds of coats. After collecting them, the young women and their leaders dropped them off at local homeless shelters. Thanks to this project, they not only learned the importance of service, but grasped the value of gratitude. All thanks to the story of one red coat and the Christ-like example of a future prophet.
Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it. You guys did a good job. Thanks.
I think that the Savior is watching these girls and knows their hearts and is very happy with them, that they are willing to be a part of this. I actually think that the gospel principle that this teaches is that we need to look outside ourselves, and in the long run, we don't keep what we have anyway. And so if we share with our brothers and sisters while we have what we have, then life is more fulfilling, and we're happier people.
Do you have any coats to donate for us today?
Here you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Good luck. Stay warm.
You can watch a video about these impressive young women as well as the coat story right now at mormonchannel.org. When we return, an international church displays its international talent. We'll be right back.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson has been a member of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints since April of 2008. Would you like to become better acquainted with Elder Christofferson and his wife? Join us for this episode of Conversations on the Mormon Channel. It's as if you were eavesdropping on an informal visit at the kitchen table with Elder Christofferson and his wife, Kathy. Sherry Dew expertly guides the discussion through the Christoffersons' growing up years to how they met as young adults.
We never introduced ourselves to each other, and I remember walking off and saying to the girl I was with, "Well, isn't that just my luck? I just ran into the kind of guy that I would like to date, and it's never going to happen. That's the end of it."
I looked her up, found the picture, got the name, and then I arranged with one of my roommates who knew her to set up a date.
It was meant to be. From that beginning, learn about the Christoffersons' life together as they raised a family, enjoyed a successful career, and filled their lives with service. Some of what they have learned along the way is included in this informal setting and in a practical way to make it useful to all. All this and more on Conversations. Make the Mormon Channel a part of your day, every day.
On the next, Enduring It Well.
So the Jamboree actually began on Monday, July 25th of 2005. But about 5,000 staff members show up 3 days beforehand. They began to set up these tent cities. I was not too far away from the canopy that several leaders and a few boys were gathered under when I heard two or three loud pops. But I could see by the reaction of people fleeing from under that canopy and away from the sides of it that something very serious was going on. And so my curious walk turned into an alarm sprint. I could tell immediately that this was an electrical accident. At some point, I realized this is outside of your control. It was an amazing thing to watch the church in action. As far as the church was concerned, this was handled through proper priesthood channels each step of the way, with President Dahlquist directing things right there at the Jamboree.
Join us all week for Enduring It Well, beginning Monday at 1 p.m.
From the spoken word comes this counsel. We owe it to ourselves to discover our talents and to find opportunities to share them. And we owe it to our family, friends, and neighbors to use our abilities in helpful ways. Even when we feel discouraged, lonely, or sometimes useless, we need to remember that God has given each of us great potential. We all have a place in life and in the lives of those we love.
Welcome back to Weekly Edition. What a beautiful thought from President Thomas S. Monson, a great reminder that within each of us lies talents that can help further the work and invite a beautiful spirit into our lives. Speaking of talents, every 3 years, the Church History Department hosts an international art competition. They receive hundreds, even thousands of entries from sculptures to paintings to quilts, even pottery. Once the entries are received and the awards are given out, the best are put on display for everyone to enjoy. This year marks the 9th competition. Recently, we were invited inside to see the pieces, and here's a small taste of what you'll experience.
The theme, Make Known His Wonderful Works, comes from the Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 4. We wanted artists from all over the world to celebrate the wonderful works of the Savior Jesus Christ. We had 1,155 artists enter the competition from 39 countries from around the world. There are 198 pieces in the exhibition and 29 countries represented in the show. This piece behind me truly represents the essence of this exhibit. It's a piece that was done by an artist in Taiwan, and it represents little children who are on the temple grounds. They've made a Chinese lantern, and if you look closely at the Chinese lantern, you'll see a temple that they have drawn and painted on it. It symbolizes to me the love of the gospel that Latter-day Saints all over the world have, and that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is going to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. This exhibition features many traditional works of art, like paintings and sculpture, but there are some mediums represented that are really, truly unique. One is this work here. This is a gourd planted in a field in California and harvested and then used by the artist to create a magnificent representation of the story of the Tree of Life. This is another very non-traditional piece of art. It's a work created by the artist out of metal and copper. It's actually like a grandfather clock. You see at the top the current time, and then all throughout the rest of the body of the clock, you see these copper wires intricately woven into the design of the clock. The clock strikes on the hour, and a light illuminates down here. And that light represents that the gospel is going forth to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people. Push that button right there that says colors. Try it again. This is an interactive kiosk that we developed for the children to be able to use so that they could interact with the art. We have various activities on the kiosk that involve coloring in pictures, finding details in works of art, matching some of the pictures to scriptures and stories that are depicted in the exhibition, and just an option for them to draw and paint their own creation. This is a quilt that one of our artists did for the exhibition. It's a very unique representation of someone's feelings about the gospel of Jesus Christ. As you look at the quilt, it's somewhat abstract, very bright red and orange and yellow colors in it. As you stand back, you suddenly realize that this is a narrow slot canyon that could be in southern Utah. And piercing down through the center of the quilt in the background is a beam of light as it illuminates this slot canyon. This is the artist representing the idea that the Lord is in everything, that God created everything, that the earth is His works, all done with intricate stitchery work and beautiful fabrics. This is a metal sculpture created by cutting, probably with a blowtorch, from steel. These forms that represents hands raised to the affirmative or sustaining vote. This is a very fun bronze sculpture that the artist did to teach us that the earth is full of lots of things to learn. Both about the gospel of Jesus Christ and that all things not related directly to the gospel are actually testimonies of Him. She has on the top here two children who are reading and studying their books and learning about the intricacies, the histories, the world itself. There are continents represented here, and each continent has on it something that tells the story of its history. This is a sculpture that incorporates sound. This is a chime that the artist made out of a fire extinguisher. He has in the upper segment here a piece of granite that represents the solidity and eternal nature of life.
I took away from this exhibit just the love that people have for Christ, for our Heavenly Father, and the many things He's given us. It was beautiful. And peaceful.
The representation that we can see here motivates all of us to see the sacrifice that all the pioneers made in their journey here and that they established in this valley, which is the valley where the church is started and later is spread throughout the world.
Me emocionei ao ver as...
It moved me to see all of the things portrayed here in this journey.
Well, I've only shown you today about a half a dozen of the unique pieces of art in this exhibition. I hope that you come and visit the Church History Museum to see this exhibition before it closes on October 14th of 2012.
We'd like to thank Ray Halls and the Church History Department for allowing us access to this incredible exhibit. If you're not able to come to Salt Lake City to see it in person, just log on to MormonChannel.org right now and watch a video showcasing these impressive works. Wherever you are in the world today, thank you so much for joining us. Mormon Channel Weekly Edition is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. To listen to this episode again, or if you'd like a copy for your personal use, please visit us at MormonChannel.org. There you can download this episode, subscribe to our podcast, and listen to the many other programs we offer right here on the Mormon Channel. Also, we remind you to log on to MormonChannel.org to watch special weekly edition videos about both the International Art Competition and the COAT Service Project. They're there right now. Now, if you have a story you'd like us to cover, please email us at MormonChannel@LDSChurch.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. We hope you have a great day.